Folks, with 1 week left in 2013, we're $6,000 short of budget. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift this week. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible contribution online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2013. We have a tradition here at Issues Etc. Oh, we've been doing this for years. I would say maybe at least 6 or 7 years, if not more than that. As we approach the end of the year and as we get closer and closer to the Christmas season, we don't want to front-load Christmas because we want to celebrate it the way the church celebrates the year. But right before we take off a couple days for the celebration of Christmas, we like to ask you a question, just get your answer to the question, give away some goodies since it is the season of giving, so to speak. The question we always ask and that our listeners love to answer is, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? This doesn't require a ton of thought, but you do have a lot of choices to choose from. I want your answer to that question. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. on this Monday afternoon. It's the 23rd of December. We are coming to you live. And the question I want your answer to for the next hour of the program, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can call 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to leave the answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why, right there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And the listener with the best vote gets the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. When was Jesus really born? Early Christianity, the calendar, and the life of Jesus. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And at the end, we will play the hymn that gets, the Christmas hymn that gets the most votes. We'll play the entire hymn. And in the course of this hour, we're going to be playing excerpts as much as we can of as many of your favorite Christmas hymns as we possibly can. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or facebook.com/issuesetc. Matt listens in Niles, Illinois. And he says this, Blessed Christmas, gentlemen. My favorite Christmas hymn is Infant Holy, Infant Lowly for two reasons. First, it is one of the few hymns in our hymnal of Polish origin. I didn't know that. And it reminds me, one of the few Lutherans of Polish origin, that I continue to carry the faith of my fathers. But more importantly, says Matt, I'm always struck by the line, Oxen lowing, little knowing Christ the Child is Lord of all. I tend to easily fall into the worry that I often feel overwhelmed by this chaotic world. I, like the oxen, forget that Jesus, the Lord of all, is still present with me. It calls me back to remember that Jesus has love for me, his total control over all things, and his promise never leaves me. Every year, this hymn manages to convict me of my foolishness and bring me overwhelming comfort with just one line. Matt, thanks for listening in Illinois. His favorite is Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Infant Holy. Thank you.
Now I'm remembering why that was my favorite last year, if I'm not mistaken. Infant, Holy Infant, Lowly, sung by Laudamus of Concordia Seminary. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I'd like your answer. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, December the 23rd. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away one copy of the book, When Was Jesus Really Born? Early Christianity, the Calendar, and the Life of Jesus. Up next, Herman is listening in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to vote for Hark the Herald Angels Sing on several points. One, it's a full and solid proclamation of Jesus Christ at Christmas, and the words penned by Charles Wesley. The music by Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy has a multiple benefit. Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy, being a Jew, was a baptized Lutheran Christian. So therefore, you reach back, in a sense, to the original people among whom the covenant was given and the promise of the Savior, and Jesus came among. And also, as a musician, he helped revive and to make the Reformation musician Johann Sebastian Bach as popular as he is around the world today, too.
That's a little history lesson from one of the smartest listeners in radio. That is a vote for Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Paul in California concurs. He says, I think Hark the Herald Angels Sing for the theological message in the text. I think of it for its tune, O Holy Night, if nothing more than for the music when it hits the refrain. And Roger chimes in as well. Roger says, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's a good balance of law and gospel, speaking the truth in triumph. It summarizes the entire point of the incarnation as sacrifice and soteriology in song. I like that little phrase there, soteriology. That is the study of salvation in song. Well, here it is from the Westminster Abbey Choir, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That's the Westminster Abbey Choir with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We're getting your answer to the question on this Monday, December the 23rd. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'll take a break when we come back. Oh, by the way, this break is a great time to give us a call with your favorite Christmas hymn and your reason for having it as your favorite. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page and you can leave your vote for your favorite Christmas hymn and why there as well, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. More of your answers to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn, right after this. Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In Hosea 4, we read, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." At the CLCC, we educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Christians would if they learned what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website at theclcc.org. See what we have to offer, get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us, and encourage your pastors to hold an event in your area. For more information, go to theclcc.org.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin on Christmas and on the conversion of Paul. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and conversion of Paul sermons.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Spending the last live hour with you before the holiday season on this Monday afternoon, December the 23rd. As we usually do here on Issues Etc., one of our little Christmas traditions is to get your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer that question by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Sending us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time right here in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and leave your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And we are giving away a copy. We will at the end of the hour. A copy of When Was Jesus Really Born? Early Christianity, the Calendar, and the Life of Jesus, the Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for December to the listener with the best vote for their favorite Christmas hymn and why. Now, coming off the listening to Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Don in LaPorte, Indiana also says, "My favorite is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It is so full of joy, packed with Trinitarian theology. Not a single word is wasted, and everyone sings it with gusto. No one mumbles this one." Donald, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indiana. Now, a perennial favorite of our listeners is What Child Is This? John says, "First of all, Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do. Issues Etc. has been keeping me sharp while on Vicarage." He's doing an internship as he trains to be a Lutheran pastor. He says, "My favorite Christmas hymn has to be What Child Is This? This hymn contains the incarnation and the crucifixion while being married to an excellent tune." Charles listens in Three Forks, Montana. He says, "The Lutheran Service Book's version, it's What Child Is This? Because of the connection to the cross in stanza two. But what I'm really beginning to wish We Three Kings had made the cut. I really appreciate the last stanza, glorious now, behold him rise, King and God and sacrifice. Let's listen to What Child Is This from the Cathedral Singers.
What child is this?
That's one of your favorite Christmas hymns, What Child Is This? If you enjoy this music, by the way, the great choral pieces that we're playing for you here in this hour of Issues, etc., it comes from our excellent library at LutheranPublicRadio.org. That's our 24/7 sacred music station. And starting tomorrow, you'll hear all Christmas music there at LutheranPublicRadio.org, and you can hear it 24/7. This is just a taste of the quality of the choral music that we have there. LutheranPublicRadio.org, sacred music for the world following the course of the church year. Starting tomorrow, Christmas Eve, Christmas music at LutheranPublicRadio.org 24/7. Colette in Canada listens, and she also likes What Child Is This? She says it takes us away from the cradle to the cross in to eternity in three short stanzas. I like that. Chris listens in Chicago. He says, one of my favorites is What Child Is This? Number one, it asks the right question with its opening line. Number two, stanza two takes us to Good Friday at the end with the words that require all hearts to believe for you. And number three, he says, Greensleeves is a great tune. Thanks for those vote for What Child Is This? Cheryl likes From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, she says, because it has lots of verses, and because I like the verse, Ah, dearest Jesus, Holy Child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. Rebecca listens in Redbud, Illinois, and agrees. Rebecca says, wasn't it From Heaven Above to Earth I Come that Martin Luther had his family act out? I would love to have seen that.
Thank you.
That's From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, the St. Olaf Choir performing it. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I'm anxious to hear what it is. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's the 23rd of December. Go to our Facebook fan page and you can vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Jack votes via Twitter. He says, of the Father's love begotten, because of the date it was penned, and because it is fully gospel. That's Of the Father's Love Begotten, the Contrary of Concordia Theological Seminary. When we come back, more of your answers to the questions. Your favorite Christmas hymn, what is it and why? It's Monday, December the 23rd. We are coming to you live, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. This break is a great time to call, and we are giving away a copy of The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for December, When Was Jesus Really Born, Early Christianity, the Calendar, and the Life of Jesus. 1-877-623-MY-I-E.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
What happens when you take solid doctrine and solid curriculum and combine them with ancient scholars and modern technology? You get Wittenberg Academy, the very first completely online classical Lutheran high school. We are unabashedly Lutheran and offer families a rigorous standard of academic excellence. Students can pick and choose classes, or they can utilize our entire curriculum for their high school education. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Gloria Christi Lutheran, Greeley, Colorado. St. John's Lutheran, Rosemount, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Waltham, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Fredericktown, Missouri. Zion Lutheran, Gravelton, Missouri. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana. Redeemer Lutheran, Nashville, Tennessee. And Zion Lutheran, Douglas, Wyoming. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Historic, authentic Christian radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
He's the most Lutheran man in the world.
I'm not always in Pensacola, Florida, but when I am, I attend Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
Congregation of Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Pensacola, Florida invites you to join us for divine services on Sundays at 8 or 10:30. Sunday school and Bible class at 9:15. Whether you're in Pensacola to enjoy the white sandy beaches of the Emerald Coast or for military training, we invite you to join us. Jesus is here. Word, water, bread and wine for you.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Stay Lutheran, my friends.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Monday afternoon, December the 23rd. We're carrying out our annual Christmas tradition here at Issues Etc., asking for your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer that question, and it's an opportunity to win the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, When Was Jesus Really Born? Early Christianity, the Calendar, and the Life of Jesus. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here is a vote from Michael in Sherman, Illinois. His favorite is O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is by the Blessed Paul Gerhardt. He says it ties the birth of Christ and his residence in the manger with all of the power and promise of God. It's tremendously comforting as Gerhardt proclaims the end of all sadness and suffering with the coming of the incarnate Son, fully realized on the last day for certain, but apprehended even now by faith in the Christ. Here is that Christmas hymn, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is. That's the Christmas hymn, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, the voice of Catherine Peppercorn singing that one. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I want to hear from you. We've got about a little bit less than a half hour here left of Live Issues, etc. before the Christmas break. And we always ask our listeners to answer that question in the last live hour. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or visit our Facebook fan page and leave your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why, right there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. In Bridgeport, Nebraska, Rosie has a vote for Once in Royal David City. She says, because it's not overly played on the radio and such, but it is still a beautiful hymn that encompasses the true man, the true God of our Lord.
Once in your
Christmas hymn, Once in Royal David City. That's the Elizabethan Singers. We're answering the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why, here on Issues, Etc. This Monday afternoon, December the 23rd, I'm Todd Wilkin. Edna listens in Baldwin, Missouri. Hi, Edna.
Hi. Mine is O Come, Emmanuel, because he has come to captive Israel, which is all of us, and that the Son of Man will appear and fulfill all of this for us, our ransom.
Edna, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Now, some of us might say, it's an Advent hymn. Well, at the end of the O Antiphons, by the way, we are going to be playing the last O Antiphon at the end of the, after the program is over here, a special with Pastor Will Whedon at issuesetc.org. O Come, Emmanuel is based on the O Antiphons of Advent, but it ends where the hymn begins, the antiphons actually end. The last O antiphon is O Emmanuel, and that is the Christmas portion of that beautiful hymn that serves well for both Advent and Christmas. Let's listen to O Come, Emmanuel from the London Philharmonic Choir.
Lord, in the lips I hear,
That is Edna's favorite Christmas hymn in Baldwin, Missouri, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. I want to hear from you. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? It's your opportunity to win. When was Jesus really born? The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. David in Colorado says, once a year, as the years rush by, I find myself transported into wonder and hope. Christmas hymns do this, and Silent Night particularly. I would not trade this for all the contemporary Christian music in the world. Christmas hymn Silent Night from Musica Sacra. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? On the other side of the break, another 10 minutes answering that question. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or send us your vote for your favorite Christmas hymn and include your reason why. Talk back at issuesetc.org. When was Jesus born? When did he die and rise from the grave? And what does the timing of these events have to do with Christian theology and practice for the last 2,000 years? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is titled, When Was Jesus Really Born? It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or you can check out When Was Jesus Really Born at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, When Was Jesus Really Born?
If any former evangelicals are hearing me speak right now, I want to assure you, you don't have to be a homeless Christian. If you would go to issuesetc.org, look on their website, you'll find a list of churches. Find one close to you and attend that church. There, you can receive the true gospel. You don't have to be a homeless Christian, and they will not call you a backslider.
To find a church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
The faith, once for all, delivered to the saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you concerned about weight gain during the holidays? Work out this winter at Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois. Arch Fitness offers adult boot camps on weekday evenings and on weekday and Saturday mornings. For more information, check out the Facebook fan page for Arch Fitness or call Kevin Reisick at 618-670-6952. Arch Fitness is located at 127 West MacArthur Drive in Cottage Hills, Illinois. Win the war against winter weight. Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois.
Folks, with 1 week left in 2013, we're $6,000 short of budget. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift this week. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible contribution online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2013. Welcome back to Issues Etc. 10 more minutes answering the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why, on this Monday afternoon, December the 23rd. I got a sheet in front of me with all these hymns listed out, and we actually have had to add a few because of our listeners' various suggestions as to their favorite Christmas hymn and why. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Scott listens in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. One of my favorite Christmas hymns is This Little Babe from Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols. And the reason is the text is so incredibly rich in that it shows that when Jesus was in one of the most humble states of his life, even then he was mightier than the devil that would oppose his plan for salvation for all mankind.
Oh, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for reminding me. This is one that I first heard, and at first, when you first hear it, it sounds so strange, but its words are stunning, and Scott has it right. This Little Babe has at various Christmases been my absolute favorite Christmas hymn. That's This Little Babe. It's not so much a hymn as it is a, I think you called that a carol, the Centurymen performing that. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Karen in Illinois has a favorite. It's a Lutheran service book, she says, 389, Let All Together Praise the Lord. And Karen says, the melody is full of joy, and the verses take us back to the Garden of Eden and to the first promise of a Savior. To quote just a few lines, and she quotes from verse 1, today he opens heaven again and gives us his own Son. I like her thinking here. In verse 3, with an earth-born form he hides his all-creating light. To serve us all he humbly cloaks the splendor of his might. Borrowing a line from verse 4, he undertakes a great exchange, puts on our human frame, and in return gives us his realm, his glory, and his name. And then finally, Karen says, she likes verse 6, he is the key and he the door to blessed paradise. The angel bars the way no more. Let's hear it. Let all together praise our God. few stanzas of that Christmas hymn. Let all together praise our God. That's Karen's favorite, listening in Illinois. Randy listens in Granite City, Illinois. He says, I really enjoy the Coventry Carol for its melody, which is often described as hauntingly beautiful. Here it is from the King's College Choir. Bit of the Coventry Carol. Randy in Granite City, Illinois, votes for that one. All the music that you're hearing, by the way, is taken from the fantastic Christmas library that we've got at LutheranPublicRadio.org, our sacred music station that runs 24/7 at LutheranPublicRadio.org. And that is just a taste of what you're going to have for the next 12 days during the Christmas season, beginning on Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org. We follow the course of the church here, so it's Christmas music for the Christmas season at Sacred Music for the World, LutheranPublicRadio.org. This year's favorite Christmas hymn in 2013 is, in fact, What Child Is This? Let's hear the entire thing.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap?
Well, that's your favorite Christmas hymn this year, and thanks to everybody who voted for their favorite Christmas hymn and why during this last live hour of Issues, etc., before the church celebrates Christmas. Chris in Chicago, send us your mailing address. We will send you a copy of When Was Jesus Really Born? Early Christianity, the Calendar, and the Life of Jesus. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, if you enjoy programs like this, please consider supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. when you are putting together your year-end giving. Include us in that year-end giving as well. You can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can make your check payable to Issues, Etc. and send it to Issues, Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Issues, Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thank you for listening throughout the year, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of the year with your online giving. Up next at issuesetc.org, immediately after the program here, Pastor Will Whedon will be teaching on the final of the O Antiphons, O Emmanuel. That's at issuesetc.org, so stay tuned at issuesetc.org to hear Pastor Will Whedon on the final of the O Antiphons for Advent on this last day of Advent, the Antiphon O Emmanuel. Tuesday on the program, Pastor Whedon will be back with us. We'll talk about the Christmas hymn, Where Shepherds Lately Knelt. We'll talk about the first Christmas with Paul Meyer. And then Wednesday, Galatians chapter 4 and the fullness of time with Dr. Andrew Doss. I'm Todd Wilkin. Merry Christmas, and thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the Christmas season. Coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.